Hello there. I am the Ladybird Beetle. Or just call me the Ladybug if you like.
Well, howdy-do, Ladybird. Welcome to Nature Corner today.
I thank you, Uncle Bob. Thank you a lot. You'd better hustle, because I don't have much time.
What do you mean?
Well, when you consider I only live for 7 weeks, 5 minutes would be a very long time for me.
Well, I didn't know that, Ladybug. Just under 2 months, and life is over for you. That's all there is.
Right. It takes 7 days for the ladybug eggs to hatch. Then the little larva worm stage lasts for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the larva spins a cocoon, and 4 days later changes into a ladybug. That's half of my life.
How about that? Ladybug, I've heard that old English rhyme. It goes like this. Ladybird, ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children alone. What does this mean?
It means that the ladybug has laid her eggs on a hop vine, and they have hatched into little worm-like larvae, and now the farmers are gathering the old hop vines at the end of the season to burn them.
Oh, dear. So really the story is true. Not just an old English rhyme.
Precisely, Uncle Bob.
Well, let's talk about you for just a few seconds, Ladybird. Or Ladybug. Really makes no difference. You have an orange coat with 2 black spots, huh?
Right. 1 black spot on each wing.
Mm-hmm.
But some of my ladybug cousins have 2 spots on each wing. Some have 5 or 7, and some have 11 spots.
Wow. But the most popular seems to be the 2-spot ladybug, 1 on each orange wing.
Check, check.
Now, I happen to know, and many other people do too, that the ladybird beetle is a very helpful insect to the gardener, farmer, and the ecologist. Tell me about it, ladybird, okay?
Okay. After mating, the female ladybug lays little yellow eggs. They stick into the leaves of the plants.
Why this, ladybird?
So they will be near a whole nest of aphids when the little children hatch.
Oh, for land's sake. Aphids are those tiny green and brown insects that suck the juices out of the garden plants, huh?
Yeah, they destroy many crops and pass diseases from one plant to another. But we eat many of them.
Good for you. Helps keep nature in check. Are they tasty?
Sure, they're delicious. You see, Uncle Bob, the mother ladybird chooses a plant that is loaded with aphids. There, she lays her eggs and then dies.
Well, how many eggs do you lay?
Oh, anywhere from 5 to 50 eggs in a batch.
Mm-hmm.
If you look very carefully at a plant, you might see these little yellow things, the shape of rice, standing on end, stuck into a plant leaf or stem.
Right.
These are our eggs. I lay a total of about 150 eggs, all scattered around the garden, only on plants where there are lots of aphids.
Hey, that's very interesting, Ladybug. Then when the little eggs hatch, there's a great big grocery shelf of food for them, huh?
Right, and when they hatch after 7 days incubation in warm sunshine, little worm-like creatures come out of the egg, not looking anything like a ladybug. They are in their larva stage,
mm-hmm.
And for 21 days, they feast on the aphids. They gorge themselves.
Well, now, how many aphids can a little ladybug larva eat, you know?
Oh, up to 90 adult aphids.
Wow.
And 3,000 baby aphids eaten by each ladybug larva.
Boy, they have a huge appetite.
Yeah, they do. You see, this is the great creator's way of helping to keep nature in check.
Now, are the little larva ladybugs ever eaten by birds who come to the garden?
Oh, once in a while, Uncle Bob, but only once. Soon the message gets around that the birds say the little larva is bad eating.
Mm.
It gives off a waxy liquid that the birds hate.
So for all practical purposes, they're very safe.
Basically, yeah.
And is it true, Mrs. Ladybug, when you become an adult, you taste very bitter?
Right.
And the birds stay away. Well, how about that? Now, you're not around when the babies hatch. Check?
I'm dead by then, and never get to see them or give instructions to my children.
Well, how do they know what to do?
Well, the great creator put this information in the first pair of ladybugs when he made them, and then they passed this information along to all of their grandchildren through genes. We don't have to teach them anything. They know it naturally, through genes.
They just automatically know what to do after they hatch then, huh?
Yeah, Uncle Bob. The mother ladybug lays the eggs in a perfect spot on a leaf where there are lots of aphids. And that way, the baby larvae, when they hatch, know automatically that they are to eat the aphids.
Now, we know that they're larvae for 3 weeks. What happens after 3 weeks when they spin the cocoon? Do they understand all of that, or does someone have to instruct them?
Well, they have that information programmed into their computerized genes also.
Wow.
No one tells the larva to spin a cocoon 21 days after he hatches. He just knows this automatically.
Fantastic, Ladybird. Knowledge has to come from knowledge. Hmm?
Right. Intelligence comes from intelligence. It only works that way, even with ladybugs.
Right, and that's where the great creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, comes in. He did the fantastic genetic programming so the larva would do the right thing at the right time.
Right, spin a cocoon.
Okay, how does he spin the cocoon?
Now, in the tail section of the larva, he manufactures liquid silk. That's what he makes the cocoon out of. 21 days after he hatches, He produces the silk from his abdomen and with his feet forms a cocoon.
Hey, boy. And it's in this little sleeping bag that he is changed or transformed. Now, that little poem I quoted at the beginning has another verse. It goes like this. Little Nan sits in a pan weaving gold laces as fast as she can. Is this speaking of weaving the cocoon of the little larva?
That's right, Uncle Bob. That little poem speaks of her making her cocoon.
Now, this is called the pupa stage?
Yeah, this cocoon stage is called the pupa stage. And again, the creator of the universe causes many amazing things to happen inside of that silk casket. The little worm changes into a bug with orange wings and two black spots. No longer a worm.
But now an adult ladybird beetle.
Yeah, and this change inside of the cocoon takes about 4 days. And then, out comes the mature ladybug, leaving its little cocoon on a stem of a plant.
Where naturally lots of aphids are, huh?
Right. The ladybug continues munching and crunching juicy aphids for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and in between snacks, too.
How about that? 7 interesting weeks, ladybird, and you keep busy every one of them.
I've got to fly away, Uncle Bob.
Okay.
I've got a lot of eggs to lay. See you later.
Bye-bye now. Fantastic design by the creator of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of him next time you see a ladybug.